God bless you, dear friend. Thank you so much for releasing the miracle seed. And I want you to begin to know that the Spirit of the Lord is saying to thee that you're coming into a season where the Lord's going to open up some new doors for you. You're coming into the season where the Spirit of the Lord shall bring some new beginnings your way. And you're going to begin to see that God's going to touch areas of relationship and love as well. You're going to begin to see that you're going to come into a time of healing even when it comes to connections and relationship. You're going to come into a time where the Lord will say unto thee that you're going to begin to do some tremendous things in this season. And where you may have felt that your energy was low, you're going to begin to see that God's going to begin to increase your energy. For the Lord says, take it easy and don't overpush yourself and don't overexert yourself. For the Spirit of the Lord is moving upon thee in an unusual way. For the Lord will say unto thee that some fortunate things are coming your way, and you're going to know it, because God says you're going to master some new things, yea, even in this hour and even in this season of your life. I hear the Spirit says, fresh start, fresh beginnings, fresh opportunities coming your way. I hear the Spirit of the Lord says, I'm moving even surrounding property. I'm moving in the areas of influence. I'm moving in the areas where you're going to be able to communicate so much more easily. For the Lord says, the enemy shall not have thy mind, neither shall he control your emotions. For the Lord says, prepare, because you're about to see some big career news to open up for thee. You're about to begin to see that the Lord says that your labor shall not be in vain, and you will see that you will step into a season of great elevation. For the Lord says, I'm going to elevate your status, and you're going to see changes that where God says, I'm going to enhance even your reputation. For the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto thee that get thyself ready, because you're about to prosper. God says, write, O writer, write. I see publishing. I see speaking. I see the gift of negotiating around thee. I see some very things becoming very interesting surrounding home, surrounding career, and maybe even ministry. For the Lord says that he touches your mind in a brand new way in this season. I'm removing the drainers. I'm removing those that have been taking away your time and your energy. I'm removing those who have wasted your time and brought hurt and pain. For the Lord says, double-check papers, paperwork glitches, especially in the month of October, paperwork glitches, double-check papers, and that is the word of the Lord.
And I further hear Father God saying, this is the season to begin to move in faith and not fear. For Father God says, this is your season to shine professionally. Father God says, this is the season where professional goals are coming together in a great way, in a new dimension. Father God says, do not second guess yourself and do not doubt yourself. For Father God says, this is the season to dream the bigger dream concerning your goals, your plans. I even hear Father God saying entrepreneurship and business. For Father God says, this is the month where you'll have the opportunity to bring your ideas before those who can help you get them off the ground and get them to where you desire to be. I hear Father God saying, this is the season to shine in the area of entrepreneurship and business. This is the season to shine in the season in the area. This is the season to shine in the area of the office. I hear Father God saying, if you been expecting an overdue raise or elevation, I hear Father God saying, this is the season of expansion. This is the season to look beyond what's being presented and press in and press on. I hear Father God saying, show yourself friendly, because I hear Father God saying, no more limitations. For Father God says, this is the season where you're going to begin to form a new image concerning yourself. I hear Father God saying, dress for where you're going and not for where you've been. Father God says, new makeover in this season. For Father God says, this is the season where you're dressing for the new open door. And I further hear Father God saying, this is the season where you're going to begin to come into a new arena of friendships and partnerships. Father God says he's bringing the right individuals to help you get those projects that have been laying dormant off the ground. I also hear Father God saying, this is the season where you're laying the foundation for achievement. Father God says, don't look back. Father God says, don't give your power to negativity or anything that's limiting. For I hear Father God saying, this is the season to look at something in a new way. Father God says, throw out the old and be open to the new. Father God says, stay focused on the now. For Father God says, this is the season that your dream is going to manifest. For Father God says, the season where he's promised you some things are coming forth. I hear Father God says, yea and amen. I hear Father God saying also, don't wear your emotions on your sleeve in this season. I hear Father God saying, this is the season to agree, to disagree. And Father God says, stay focused on your plans and goals. I hear Father God saying, write it down, make it plain, and walk it out. And one further thing, Father God says, be mindful not to judge in this season. For Father God says, in your haste, you may misjudge a situation. Father God says, pay attention to details. Father God says, also be open to endings and completions in this season. For Father God says, this is the season where many powerful doors are opening. Father God says, you're rising and you're shining, and it's your season for recognition. I also hear Father God saying, harmony on the home front. Peace and harmony on the home front. And that is the word of the Lord.
And yes, know that the Spirit of the Lord is moving upon thee in this season. Because it seems as if between now and round about the end of October is going to be a time where God's going to be dealing with partnerships, both business and personal. And yet it seems like these things are going to take center stage. It seems like there's going to be a lot of energy that's going to be going into relationships as you work with the bigger picture of what is transpiring around thee. And yet it seems as if that the Spirit of the Lord shall cover thee. And he shall strengthen thee from the inside out. And yet, though things has been draining, and yet God says, it seems like this draining has had an effect on your calcium reserve. So make sure that you get, again, protect your teeth and your bones and get enough of calcium in your body, but also vitamin E, because it seems like something is draining or disposing of your energy and your strength, and you feel a little low, you don't have much drive. But the Lord says, begin to work on those areas and just begin to move into a season of freshness and new beginnings. For the Lord said, I'm going to help you and I'm going to be with you, but you must begin to hear my voice and stay in my presence. So the Lord says, be patient. Now, as you prepare to move forward into the month of October, I can tell you that the Lord will say unto thee that even around the 8th, May or will bring unexpected news that may at first shock you, and yet the news could be shockingly positive. For the Spirit said in the month of October is going to be a time to observe events and to reflect on all that you hear, and that is the word of the Lord. Now listen to the team of prophets, and I'll be right back.
The Elder Paul Pender and Evangelist Paul Pender, who has documented their seed.
God bless you. God bless you. I hear the word of the Lord to you saying that there's going to be sort of like a community that you're going to be ministering to and working your faith through. I'm hearing God say that there's going to be an excitement that's going to be placed on the inside of you. And God says that there's going to be an eagerness. God says that he's opening up some avenues for you to go forward, because I'm hearing God say that there's going to be provisions made for your vision. God says that he's placed inside of each of you a strong gift, and God says that gift is for the people. And God says that he's sending you forth. God says for you to prepare yourselves, to prepare your hearts for the work ahead. God says do not allow emotions to halt to you. And I'm also hearing God says this is the time for you to be careful of the words you speak. Also be careful of the people who are around you, and also be careful of who you share your secrets with, because many secrets shall be revealed. I'm hearing God say that even during the night hours, God says that he shall be speaking to you. It's important for you to have your journal handy or your tape recording, because secrets are going to be revealed, and God says that there's much that he's going to be sharing with you. You need to write these things down. I'm also hearing God calling you authors, both of you authors, and for you to begin to write. God says that you'll be doing a lot of speaking and sharing from your writing, and that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Elder Paul Pendick. And Evangelist Pender. I just hear God saying, I just saw you both as like advertisement. You are walking billboards, for the kingdom of God. God says he's going to set you both as an example in the community, an example to young people, an example to the people within the area of politics. I don't know if you know anyone in politics right now, but God says you're going to have an influence in that arena as well. And I see God favoring you in the area of commercial property and something for like a nonprofit organization. I don't know if you desire, the both of you desire to have that started, but I see God touching that for you. It's like a dream come true, something that's dealing with nonprofit, and it's going to benefit the community. And God says it's going to really touch and take off, and God says go forth with that vision and watch him breathe life and blow upon it, and it shall resurrect and manifest. And that's the word of the Lord.
Amen. And God bless you, Elder Pender and Evangelist Pender. I hear the word of the Lord say to you today, this is a season to document and record. For I hear Father God saying your voice is going to be heard near and far. I hear Father God saying stability. Father God says he's stabilizing some things concerning employment as well as finances. And I hear Father God saying greater should be your latter years than your former years. I hear Father God saying new shoes for the new walk. And I do hear Father God saying new dietary habits. But Father God says you're doing a work in each of your bodies in this season. And I just hear Father God saying clear thought and clear action. Father God says in all of that, get an understanding in this season. And I do hear Father God saying prepare for the favorable overdue recognition. For Father God says your name shall be known. And that is the word of the Lord.
God bless you, Elder Paul. Thank you for the seed. I give you discernment. I give you wisdom in this season. I will bring you into a season and a time where you're going to be able to generate more. I bring you into a season and a time where if there's some kind of a legal matter, God says, I give you the victory. I bring you into a time where you will stand upon my word. For the Lord says, watch whom you trust in this season. For I will teach you many lessons in this season. Be watchful and leery of men. I don't know if these are attorneys or people that are in authority. Don't be so trusting, because you're going to end up losing. But prepare, because God said, I'm developing you and your wife to really begin to move in the areas of ministry and touch my people, saith the Lord of hosts. Go ahead and get that brand new car. It is already yours. God bless you.